Have you ever wanted to find a better way to communicate, to connect with people, to actually get your message across more effectively? Welcome back to Brain Phishing. Gary Furlong here. I'm a full-time mediator and negotiator, and this is the second video in our Brain Phishing series. In the first video, How Can I Work with Difficult People?, we identified the two brains we each have, the red brain and the blue brain. In this video, we'll see how to compel someone to listen, to make them actually think instead of react. A quick review of what our red and blue brains do. Our red brain is there only to protect us. It identifies threats, it jumps in to defend, argue, deflect, and avoid. When the red brain is in control, there is little rational thought or problem solving. Our blue brain is the center of effective analytical thinking and creative problem solving. But whenever we feel threatened, the red brain runs the show. Telling often triggers the defensive red brain. Questions engage the thinking, problem-solving blue brain. But first, we have to get the blue brain to listen and to think. How often in your life do you just want another person to listen? That's it. Just listen. To hear what you have to say because it's important. And how often does it actually happen? If you're human, it's pretty rare. So how do we get people to listen to us? And even better, to actually think about what it is we're saying. Our standard approach to communicating with someone else is to talk to them. Well, at them. Tell them all of our important thoughts and information, believing that once they hear all our great stuff, they'll simply agree, since it's so obvious and makes so much sense. To us. In other words, we talk and we tell. We tell them why our idea is great, why their approach is wrong, how we'd solve everything. We tell, tell, and tell some more. Unfortunately, they have long since shut down, hearing little or nothing of what we've said, because they're off thinking about all the stuff they're going to tell us. Tell, tell, tell. Lots of talking, debating, explaining, even arguing, and very little actual communicating or thinking or problem solving. To get good at compelling people to listen and think requires a major shift in how we communicate, and that shift must start with us, not them. The first shift to becoming effective communicators is to stop telling. Stop it. Instead, start asking good questions. Why this shift? Whenever we tell, we create resistance. Humans are by nature contrary creatures. If I tell you something that you know to be 98% true, what does your response tend to focus on? Likely the 2%. And the stronger or more forcefully I tell you or try to convince you, the more you will resist and argue the opposite. Yet telling is still the most common form of communication there is. We must make the first move. We have to stop telling and start asking good questions. When we make this first shift to good questions, they automatically make the second shift to listening and thinking. Good questions are kind of like magic. Good questions bypass resistance and get inside the other person's head, quite literally compelling them to stop and think. Here's an example. Suppose a colleague gives me a report that I think is unfocused and unclear. I can simply tell them, hey, your report wasn't very clear. I'm not sure what it's trying to say. Their red brain is instantly triggered, so they get defensive. Really, they say? Seems really clear to me. But I continue telling. No, it isn't. I have no idea what you're recommending. They deflect. That's funny. No one else had any concerns. I tell some more. Well, they're probably just being polite. And on, just back and forth like a tennis match. All debate, no actual listening or thinking. And the report stays as it is. Instead, imagine this. I start by saying, thanks for the report. What would you say is the most important recommendation you're making? This question engages their blue brain. It makes them stop and think about the report itself. Oh, they say, I'm recommending we proceed with the software implementation. Great, I say. Where does the recommendation appear in the report? They immediately visualize the report and quickly realize it's near the end. Well, it's in the summary at the end of the report. I see, I say. How much stronger would it be for the reader if you had it at the beginning so they get the full impact of your recommendation? See, now they're all blue brain, instantly imagining a new version of the report, considering some changes. Good idea, they say. Let me take a look at that. Thanks. Guess what? They listened and heard. They engaged their blue brain and actually started thinking. The report will likely be tweaked. And notice, not a single statement, not a single tell. The first shift to questions that I made caused the second shift where they listen and think. Almost like magic. So how do good questions change the game? Change the interaction? Change the nature of how we communicate? From a brain fishing point of view, telling triggers argument and defensiveness. It triggers the red brain. Shifting to questions engages their blue brain and compels them to listen and think instead. There's an extra payoff as well. When our blue brain is engaged, we listen better too. This means we both stop arguing, we both listen, we both learn, and we both get better outcomes. Ask yourself this. If you could regularly get people to hear you, if you could compel them to stop and think instead of argue or avoid, how much would that improve, well, everything? Try it. Start with more questions and see how the shift to questions by you triggers a shift to listening and thinking in everyone else. Guess what? You've just started brain fishing. Take a look at the next video. What questions are most effective? We'll give you simple, practical questions you can start using tomorrow. Or, well, even today. This brain fishing series focuses on the skills, tools, and mindset for solving problems and building effective relationships in many different settings. Subscribe to the YouTube Brain Fishing channel to see all the videos. If you'd like to learn more about how brain fishing can help you or your organization, visit us at brainfishing.ca for more. Much more. Happy brain fishing.